pro-communist China group funding Black Lives Matter-linked organization. By Edwin Mora on September 16, 2020. The pro-communist China group, the Chinese Progressive Association, CPA, in San Francisco, is actively funding a venture by Black Lives Matter, BLM, co-founder and unabashedly anti-capitalist Alicia Garza. On Tuesday, the Daily Signal first revealed that the Marxist-oriented CPA in San Francisco was handling donations for the Black Futures Lab Group, described as the lobbying arm of Garza's global revolutionary empire. Clicking on the donate button of the project's website redirects visitors to a San Francisco CPA page that says, Black Futures Lab is a fiscally sponsored project of the Chinese Progressive Association. CPA is a 501(c)(3) tax-exempt organization. The San Francisco-based CPA has reported millions of dollars in contributions in recent years. CPA is no stranger to the BLM movement. In June, the state-sponsored newspaper China Daily heaped praise on CPA members for supporting a BLM demonstration in San Francisco. China Daily reported. The Chinese community also showed up for the African-American protests. As members of the Chinese Progressive Association joined thousands of others at a kneeling demonstration on June 1 in front of the San Francisco City Hall to demand justice for all Black families brutalized by police. An authoritative 2009 Stanford University paper on the 1972 origins of CPA revealed that the organization began as a promoter of the People's Republic of China, PRC. However, the report indicated that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, the founding and sole government political party of the PRC, did not control nor direct the group at the start. The Stanford paper, found on Marxist.org, noted. The CPA began as a leftist, pro-People's Republic of China organization, promoting awareness of mainland China's revolutionary thought and workers' rights, and dedicated to self-determination, community control, and serving the people. Its activities were independent of the Communist Party of China or the U.S., and instead the organization worked with other pro-PRC groups within the U.S. and San Francisco Bay Area. Support for the PRC was based on the inspiration the members drew from what they saw as a successful grassroots model that presented a viable alternative to Western capitalism and separate from the oppressive Stalinist Russia. To promote the Communist PRC, CPA held film screenings that were open to the public, sometimes showing Chinese films as well to facilitate understanding of the country's revolutionary ideas, the paper added. CPA and Black Futures Lab reportedly share the same goal of promoting communism. Garza and some of the groups she supports are vehemently anti-capitalist. She is behind the movement for Black Lives that declares on its website, "We are anti-capitalist. We believe and understand that Black people will never achieve liberation under the current global racialized capitalist system. It's not possible for a world to emerge where Black lives matter if it's under capitalism. And it's not possible to abolish capitalism without a struggle against national oppression," Garza told a gathering of global Marxists in 2015. Black Futures Lab resembles a lobbying group serving the BLM-linked organizations founded by Garza. Garza sits atop a worldwide revolutionary empire, starting with the Black Lives Matter global network she founded, which now has 15 chapters in the U.S. and several more all over Canada, Australia, and Europe. Garza is also behind the Movement for Black Lives, with its 50 domestic organizations, the Daily Signal reported. CPA is the namesake for other organizations outside of San Francisco, particularly in Boston and New York, but it is unclear from their websites whether or not they work together. Influence Watch, a monitor of public policy influencers, treats the San Francisco and Boston CPAs as two separate entities. Nevertheless, the Stanford report noted that there is a decision-making organ that is answerable to the general membership of the CPA branches.